News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Israeli officials have said no ceasefire has been agreed in Gaza. This is after, of course, Hamas has announced that it has accepted a ceasefire proposal. And indeed, as we have seen, there have been more deaths overnight in Rafah. And Alistair Bunkle, Sky Middle East News correspondent, joins us now. Good morning to you, Alistair. For people listening who are slightly confused as to what's going on, can you explain this situation between Hamas accepting a ceasefire and Israel saying no such ceasefire has been agreed?
Well, look, if you're confused, I don't blame you, because it has been a very confusing 24, 48 hours, quite frankly, even for those of us who live here and report on this. If we go back a week or so ago, you'll remember perhaps Anthony Blinken, the US Secretary of State, urging Hamas to accept a ceasefire that the Israelis had agreed, describing it as a very generous proposal. So Hamas went away, considered it, and then over the weekend, it looked as though that was all going to fall apart and Hamas was not going to accept it because it did not contain a promise of a permanent ceasefire. Yesterday morning about this time, the talks looked on the brink of collapse. The CIA director, Bill Burns, who spent so much time in the Middle East over the last few months, was in Cairo to try and breathe some life into the talks. During the daytime, Israeli sources, political sources, were briefing that Hamas were to blame for the talks collapsing. And then suddenly, last night, out of the blue, the news came out that Hamas had accepted a ceasefire proposal. Israel, the Israeli government, seemed to be taken aback by it, and they have said, no, this is not the proposal that we accepted.
Yeah.
It's a new version of it.
This is a softened one, although we don't know what's contained in this. Israel appears, if I'm understanding this correctly, to be suggesting that Hamas is wrong-footing them, that they're saying, well, we're accepting this, and they aren't, although the terms have been changed. Are you hearing that that is the case, that this is an attempt to maybe further wrong-foot Israel?
Yeah, I think that is definitely one theory that is doing the rounds here. Although I would say that, you know, Hamas have made the same accusation of Israel in the past as well. And there are also plenty here in Israel, Israelis, including many of the hostage families themselves, who are of the growing opinion that Netanyahu doesn't want a deal at the moment because he wants to keep fighting to retain his position as prime minister. But this has definitely thrown the Israelis. And they have said, look, this was not the proposal we agreed to. Now, how that has changed, we don't know. But what I would say is that there have been consistents throughout this, like Bill Burns, the director of the CIA, like the Qataris, like the Egyptians. So they will know how things have changed, if at all. They will know how the wording has been formed differently. And they will also know who is acting in good faith and who is not.
Okay. A couple of things before I let you go. You mentioned the sort of the protests against Netanyahu and I suppose the hostage families. The pressure that they are applying now, is that starting to have a real impact? Obviously, they are literally baying for their loved one's return at this point. Is that starting to impact on Israeli policy at all?
Well, they are growing in size and they are growing in size by the week. To numbers that cannot be ignored, to the tens of of thousands. Is it affecting policy? It's hard to tell because Netanyahu has been pulled in two different directions. He's got the more moderates in his cabinet, like the Benny Gantzes, who are much more on the side of the hostage families, saying if there is a good deal to be taken, we must take that deal and let's postpone an operation in Rafah until a later date. But he also has the far right in his coalition saying, if you don't go into Rafah now, then we will leave government and collapse the government. And in the middle of it is Netanyahu, and we're always trying to guess what his main intentions are.
And that was the last thing I was going to ask you about the current situation in Rafah. Your read on what's going on currently, Alistair?
I think it's one of two things. This is either the first day of the long-promised land invasion into Rafah, and what we will see, therefore, if that is the case, we will see the intensity and the tempo of the fighting and the Israeli operations in Rafah increase over coming days, or it is, because of the timing, it is a negotiating tactic. It is a way of putting the military pressure on Hamas as Israeli negotiators fly to Cairo, at the same time Israeli forces enter Rafah, and it's a way of showing Hamas we can go into Rafah. We will go into Rafah. We can start to take control of the city unless you come to a better deal.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Alistair Bunkle there, Sky Middle East news correspondent. And for more on this, we are joined now by Dr. Jalan Abdelmajid, the Palestinian ambassador to Ireland. Good morning to you, Ambassador. We've just been hearing that Hamas appeared to be open to a ceasefire, an agreement. Your understanding of what is happening now from your end of things, Israel seems to be pouring cold water on this.
Good morning. What we heard yesterday, that Hamas give a positive response to the initiative, mm-hmm. For the ceasefire, like just a few hours after the Israeli war cabinet said that no, they rejected. And actually, even though the news are like, you know, yes or no, but on the ground we see that the Israeli tanks, in Rafah crossing, controlling the crossing, raising the Israeli flag over there, and continue to bombard Rafah, the eastern side. More than 100,000 Palestinian flee from Rafah. It seems that Israel is going to continue its attack and invade Rafah. Okay. I don't know if the next, few hours, if the United States will put more pressure over Israel, to accept this. However, Israel is sending, this is the news that's coming from there, that Israel send its delegation to Cairo to continue.
Yes, I presume that's a positive development. Israel is saying that what Hamas has said that they will agree to is not what was on the table in their view. Do you have any understanding around that Hamas has agreed to something that wasn't being offered, in effect, is what they're saying?
Actually, I heard the Sky News reporter about this. It's really confusing because from the beginning, the United States is mediating this negotiation. They know exactly what it is. Yesterday, there was a call between Mr. Biden and Netanyahu. Then Hamas agreed before Hamas received, the all the informations. Then they agree, Israel, before they were agreed about this. And then today, their war cabinet said no. Okay. And we see on the ground completely different. It's really confusing. The most important thing,
I'm sure
the people
it is.
There are continue to suffer.
And that's what I wanted to ask you. Your understanding of how bad things are in Rafah currently?
They are. It's very bad. It's very bad. As I said, Israel yesterday bombarded. Since yesterday, it's more than 20 people were killed. And by controlling Rafah, it seems that even the aid will stop going into. And you know that now it's every 100%, the Palestinian depending on this aid. It's going to be disaster if this situation will continue like that.
Ambassador, I have to say to you that Israel would say that one of the reasons some of the aid has been slowed down and stopped is because of rockets being launched against Israel by Hamas. What do you say to that?
I wanted just to laugh over this, these accusation here and there, just accusing and re-accusing, and said, this is Hamas. Listen, this is a Palestinian people. It doesn't matter, talking to Hamas, but the people who are really has the bad impact over the rejected of Israelis allowing the aid to the Palestinians. Since the 7th of October, this is being on and killing more than 34,000 of Palestinians, thousands of people were injured, still buried under the rubble. Gaza has become an uninhabitable place.
I'm sure.
So, you continue to talk about this. It's not this. It's the Israeli main aim of this war. What we see it until now that, their goals is not achieved. And on the ground, we see only Palestinian, mostly women and children who've been killed. And this is
I'm sure it's extremely hard for you to watch it. I have no doubt. And thank you for speaking to us this morning, Ambassador. We do appreciate it. That is Dr. Jalan Abdelmajid, who is the Palestinian ambassador to Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on on News Talk.